This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Evacuations have been lifted for areas impacted by a grass fire in Thornton, north of Denver. The 10-acre blaze sparked this afternoon closed I-25 for a time and forced residents from their homes. Steve Kelly is the fire chief of the Thornton Fire Department. He says the fire could have been worse.
One of the key components that limited fire spread into that neighborhood was both the fire response from our personnel, in addition to the work of our Parks and Recreation team to maintain that green belt and not allow vegetation to accumulate next to the fence line, and the care that residents have done to make sure that their property is secured from vegetation. That is one of the key contributing factors to vegetation fire spread.
Kelly says there were 5 non-critical injuries, including 4 firefighters and 1 civilian. Fire crews are likely to remain on scene overnight to ensure the fire doesn't reignite. U.S. senators grilled President Trump's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management today on Capitol Hill. The nominee, Steve Pierce, is a former New Mexico congressman and Air Force pilot. Some veterans worry he would try to sell off public land. Janessa Goldbeck, who leads the Vet Voice Foundation, urges senators to not confirm him.
They need to stay true to their word and vote no on a nominee who has spent his entire career pushing to privatize public lands.
In 2012, Pierce told the Speaker of the House that most of the public land in the West is not needed. Energy and beef rancher groups have urged senators to confirm him quickly. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.